Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
With ice cold beer and every game on TV, catch 95.7 The Game's pregame show. Then hop on the free shuttle straight to the stadium. Sign up now at 95.7thegame.com.
Pajemski doesn't look at the basket, hands off to Curry. Curry behind the back, double back to Pajemski. Tries to penetrate, leaves his feet to Kuminga, hand off Curry. Quick release outside, splash for number 30, his second three of the night. Can the Warriors get stops?
Yeah, that was good to see, and I'm sure he felt the same way.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. And all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Bruce Frazier, Warriors assistant coach. And I don't know, what are you kind of a personal workout man for Steph Curry before games? Is that fair?
I don't know. It's not a bad title. I feel like I have more responsibilities, but I'll take that personal workout guy for Steph Curry.
Yeah, and you're doing a pretty good job at it too.
Well, if I took the credit, I'd be doing a good job. But that guy is amazing. I mean, that was we've seen it before, but you know, the Chase Center was electric last night, and guy's the best knockout puncher in the game. I mean, that was. You know, you watch it on TV probably, or you listen to it on the radio and whatever form, but to be a witness to that live is never gets old.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. We're joined by Bruce Frazier. I mean, I'll just throw this out at you. When Gordon hits that three, and I know that, you know, they're going up against the Warriors and Steph Curry, I swear to God, I'm thinking, do you want to play the foul game that early with about 25 seconds left? But like, that's the kind of stuff to me that Steph gets you thinking about if you're going up against him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's, strategy is always, you can always go back and look at it. But when you have, you know, Steph's seen everything that we've seen, all kinds of different defenses, you know, if you're the opponent, what do you do?
Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I hate to say it, but he's, you know, what was that shot that he made? 36 feet or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Incredible.
You're supposed to what? Double team him at 36 feet? Like, yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, it's just, we see a lot of different strategies. Some of them are pretty good, but Steph seems to be able to thwart most things, and it's he's a superhero. I mean, you know, he just came alive and flipped the game last night. And we had performances by others too, so it wasn't just Steph, but the supporting cast or the rest of the guys. I shouldn't refer to him as supporting cast because you got Hall of Famers out there. But Jimmy was impactful all game long and down the stretch. And we had Steph mention it, but we had a lot of IQ on the floor with Draymond and Jimmy and Al and Steph. And so the spacing and the ball movement and just the ability to get to get Steph the ball in the right times and those others to make big shots is what really won the game for us.
Bruce, it's kind of funny and a pleasure. I had the pleasure of being in the house yesterday to witness, you know, the Warriors and what they did led by Steph. And, Bruce, I wear my heart on my sleeve, man, and I'm a fan. But I can't let go after watching Steph do what he did last night and think about had that hammy not have gone out against Minnesota. So I can't let that go with a lot of fans. But did you have that thought with what you guys concocted last year? Had Steph remained upright, who knows what this team and you guys could have accomplished?
Well, we were in a good place, but we had to fight really hard last year to get, you know, to get even into the playoffs. And I think that run down the stretch for that last month probably was pretty taxing on all of us and Steph especially. And then we go into that Houston series, which was really, really hard fought, you know, series, very physical, very challenging, and seven games and then straight to Minnesota. So, I don't think back on too much stuff, including myself and personal stuff, but we were in a really good place. We felt we were set up for a big run last year. And I feel like with our guys, we know how to win. You know, we've been in big moments, Steph and Draymond, and then you put Jimmy in that mix. We were in a good place to make a big, big run last year. But unfortunately, Steph gets hurt, and that changed everything. But this is a new year.
Yeah, no doubt.
Page. You know, I didn't think about that last night. I was more focused on the possibilities and opportunity of this year without being kind of sappy and saying that. But that was unbelievable. And, coming out of training camp, we all felt pretty good. We still have a ways to go. Like, we're not there yet, but we're building. And to see the performances and just, like I mentioned, the IQ and the tenured guys out there closing a game like that down the stretch with big shots and just, you know, poise, that's exciting for this season. I think you could feel the excitement and the electricity last night in the arena.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're joined by Bruce Frazier, Warriors assistant coach. I got to give some credit to my partner here, Bruce. Before the season, I said, you know, give me a lineup that you like for the Warriors. And he said Curry, Kuminga, Butler, Green, Horford. Steve said he hadn't really thought of that lineup, but can you kind of walk us through how it happened last night? And is it something that we will likely see more of?
Well, I think you'll see more of it for sure. And, it's just dependent on availability. So Al won't play too many back-to-backs, you know, so you won't see him in some games. But, you know, that there's always, you know, at every time out, we're always talking about, you know, matchups and lineups and who's in and who needs rest, kind of blah, blah, blah. So I think how we got there last night was just by, you know, who's our best lineup right now to kind of thwart what they're doing. And that's what Steve came up with. And I think Steve and Terry's thoughts both were we all kind of collectively talk about it, but, you know, it just, in a quick 3-minute timeout, you're talking about lineups, play strategy, what they're doing defensively, what we think we can do offensively. So it all happens pretty quickly. But that lineup was really good. You could feel the defensive side of the ball. We were really good with them. And then offensively, we were in the right spacing. And those guys hit big shots. I mean, you know, Steph hit big shots to get the crowd behind us and the energy in the arena going. And then Jimmy and Al both made big threes down the stretch. And then Draymond, you know, you don't mention him sometimes with the scoring, but Draymond's, you know, a defensive savant, and also he's what gets Steph going, honestly. So he gets Steph those looks. They have such a good connection that Draymond's an integral part of all this, whether he scores or not. So you combine his IQ, his tenure, the others, as I've mentioned, and then you put JK out there, who's, you know, young and athletic and really, really has grown start of camp till now. And Jimmy's been impactful with him. Draymond has. I think he's taken to his role, and he's going to keep getting better. So that line, that's an exciting lineup, both sides of the ball. And, yeah, we haven't we played around a little bit in camp with all kinds of lineups just to look at stuff. But we didn't really look at that. But I think in the back of Steve's head, he's always thought about what might work. And you have to look at it. It's earlier in the year, but it was good to get a look at that one last night. And the outcome was positive.
No doubt. Bruce, I'm no coach, but when I see something on the hardwood, I'm like, I know what I'm looking at. And I was telling my partner, this kid, Will Richard, man, he just has something. It's a motor. And that was the preseason. Had a good opening night against the Lakers. And last night, 17 points. Can you just talk to what you're seeing from a rookie in one Will Richard? Because I love it.
Well, he's a basketball player, and that comes off the page pretty quickly. You know, not only does he have great energy and is he athletic, but he's a basketball player, and he makes great cuts. He's in the right spot. He plays hard.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's like he made a couple of plays last night, a catch, you know, cutting on the baseline. So he's been a great cutter. He can shoot it, and then he just plays with this energy and a spirit. And, you know, his tenure in college has helped his development. He's been well coached. But he's been, because I don't get to see too much of the college guys and when guys come in, but he's been, for me, a pleasant surprise. That might not be a great way to say it, but I've been impressed with him, and even watching the game on the plane last night, just some of the stuff he's doing, it's really, really impressive and really exciting to have a young talent like that that you can almost put in to these big games, you know, right now. And he's been great. So sky's the limit for him. It's an exciting piece that we weren't, you know, counting on, but, you know, you're going to see him on the floor quite a bit, would be my guess.
Mm. Bruce Frazier joining us on 95.7 The Game, assistant coach for the Warriors. Let me get you out of here on this one, Bruce. Obviously, the theme of this season is, you know, your guys' age / experience, and can you stay healthy, and can you manage the season? Is it fair to say that, you know, as a coaching staff, tonight's game, just because it is a back-to-back, you know, you'll be monitoring that maybe a little more closely, or it's way too early in the season you know, to start figuring out the kind of team you're going to be maybe on the second night?
No, I mean, I think this is all, you know, TBD stuff. Like, we're figuring it out, you know, in live action. So
right.
The answer to your question will take place in a meeting I'm going to jump into in 30 minutes with the coaches to talk about tonight. But my guess, without having discussed it with the group, is that we will rely on our youth and our depth tonight, you know, and combined with our tenured guys. But we've got to have performances and energy from some of the guys that didn't play as much last night, you know, in this back-to-back to give us some juice and also save some of our older guys' legs.
Yeah. Hey, Bruce. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I was just going to say, but to close the game, you know, you'll probably see some of the tenured guys out there and whoever been performing. But this will be a tough game tonight because Portland's, you know, physical and aggressive and young. And but we're going into it, you know, we're going to be ready to play, and this is a game that we're going to want to win.
Bruce, thank you so much for joining us, man. I know you got a lot to do up there in Portland. Good luck tonight, and thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
All right, Bruce Frazier, Warriors assistant coach and pregame workout guy for Steph Curry.
No doubt, man. I mean, man, Stanley, what did you say just real quick about Richard? He knows how to play. I saw him cut, and I'm like, how hard? Why can't everybody do that? But I guess it's just you got to have a sense of when to do it, how to do it. But he definitely got a back cut and got the ball and made a big bucket. But my fam's in the YouTube chat real quick here, Stanley. Draymond, 13 points, but he hit some big shots.
Well, it was another game where...
That's like, damn, Dre, okay?
I mean, I think it was another game where you look down the box score and everybody contributed.
Damn.
Whether it's Will Richard or Buddy Hield or
Kuminga.
Obviously Al Horford was really good and made some big shots last night. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors beat the Nuggets last night. Now they're playing Portland tonight. First back-to-back of the year, and we know that these are the games that they're going to need to rely maybe on some of their younger players, Goo.
No doubt. And, you know, if I'm one of the younger players, this is my time. And like I said, Trace Jackson Davis, I expect to see him tonight, Steiny. And if I'm Pods, and I know he's running with the big dogs, but Guy Santos, Pat Spencer, there's no telling in regard to the Rubik's Cube type of situation the Warriors are going to be rolling out. And if I'm a youngster – I got to say this, Donnie. I might benefit from the fact that some of the OGs, you know, we're going to pace them. So I might have an opportunity, you know, to get my chances sooner than later.
No doubt. I think you're right on the money there. I mean, if you look at a guy, you're right.
I get it, Donnie.
Like Quentin Post and Trace Jackson Davis are probably going to be relied upon tonight.
No doubt.
Like it's just, how come? Because they have to be.
4 minutes for Post last night. No shots.
Yeah. No shots?
Yeah, no shots.
Oh, my. Something wrong?
Nah, hey, Denver's good. That's why this win feels like Denver's good, Stoney, and that was with a horrible Jokic.
Yeah. Let's go to Steven. Steven's in Oakland. Hey, Steven, how you doing, man? What's going on?
How are you guys?
Doing well, thank baby. You.
Hey, man, first, I called Guru this time because, man, I got a secret for you, Guru.
Go ahead.
Man, I'm excited, man. Man, you can give me 2 liters of Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid shower, extra fizzy, extra syrup, man. I am excited. We're 2 games in. I couldn't be happier. Look, that Steiny always says a mark of a good team is can you steal a game you shouldn't win?
That sounds
a game
like him.
We should not.
Wow.
We shouldn't win. Yeah, man. Aaron Gordon scoring, at one point he was like 8 for 8 or 9 for 9 from threes.
Yep.
By the halftime, I was just like, hey, if we keep it close, you know, maybe we can build on this. This ain't our night. But then the second unit comes in and helps us close the gap. And I was just so proud of them. When we actually tied the game, I was like, we might actually win this thing. And if we can win games like this, the sky is the limit.
Mm.
Because, like, Guru, I'm with you. If Steph Curry doesn't get hurt, you can bank we are one of the last 4 teams in the league
at the
end of the year.
I believe
it. And like I said, with the stuff with Kuminga, all we needed was playing time. Sometimes you just got to play it out and let the playing time sort it out, and that's what it's doing with Kuminga now. All the preseason stuff, all that's washed away. It's a clean slate. I'm excited, man. Hook me up. Give me an IV of Kool-Aid.
There you go, baby.
Thanks, Steven. Appreciate the call. Yeah. There's no reason not to be.
That's interesting. He brought up your quote. And hello, Goo. Do you have this game as one they shouldn't have won?
The game last night?
Does this fit the criteria? Because it was, Snyder, it looked like, I thought, like, this might be over. 6 minutes left in the fourth, down with the nine. I'm like, man, this.
I know you don't watch like that, but
interesting he brought that up.
I need the first 3 weeks to sink in, and then we can start figuring stuff out. I think the Warriors are, they're on their way to getting off to a good start. Obviously, they're 2-0, and yes, they're going to go up to Portland tonight, and their young guys are going to know that they're going to have to be counted on, and Portland's a young and athletic team, so we'll see.
Size is going to be our kryptonite, though, right, Stoney? That's how why did we have so many guards on Gordon and Jokic? And that's not good. I get it, but man, Stoney, they were picking and choosing to do the bruising.
Yeah, I mean, Jokic is really, really hard to guard, no doubt about it. What? Kenny, what are we doing here?
We're going to go to the top of the hour.
Okay, when should we break? 56?
Yeah, 56.
Okay, thank you.
You got it.
We got
off the clock.
Yeah. No, Bruce was great.
Because of Frazier.
So they flew out last night after the game?
Well, that's what they usually do, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's go to Sean. Sean's in Oakland. Wants to talk about the Dubs. Hey, Sean. How you doing, man? By the way, it's Will Richard. Richard.
Yes, sir.
Singular.
And people are...
Let's get that one figured out
Dibs
early.
Dibs and I are fine. Like there's no fight. We both like the kid. And we liked
Dibs
him early.
Got him. I think Dibs got him early.
I interviewed him at the... Like, why would that bother me? But it does.
Nah, you get... I mean, he's yours, too.
Yeah.
But you also have Spencer, Santos.
Nah, this is
you
different.
You have Trace Jackson Davis. You got Jackson Rowe. Who else is on his...
This is different.
Seth. You have Seth Curry. what's going on, Sean? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
2-0, man.
Oh my gosh, man! It just this whole. I know it's only two games and everything, but from last year to this year, just everything is in tune right now, and I like how the offense is flowing and everybody just seeing in sync and everything. Yeah, okay. Aaron Gordon did what he did yesterday. And that was okay, but he doesn't shoot like that all the time. He must have been eating some Wheaties or something like that because he was looking like Jordan out there. That's okay. It's okay. But I'm just saying the whole offense is just flowing this year, and I'm loving it. I'm so excited for this year. I'm hopefully that this keep on continuing on, and I can't wait to see what happens later down in the season and stuff. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call, Sean. Yeah, there's a lot of lot to be excited about.
So 11 guys entered the game for the Warriors, played against the Lakers, and then yesterday 10 played, Stoney.
Yep. And tonight they'll probably play 10 again, 10 more.
I mean, seriously, because they were an older team, now I'm getting fascinated. Curry played 37.
I know. Butler played almost 40 minutes.
I ain't worried about Pods and Kuminga. 36 for Kuminga, 34 for Pods. But Stoney, 34 for Dre, who was great, and Jimmy, 39, and Steph, 37. Go get him.
Listen, this is, obviously it's an 82-game season, but this is going to be their first back-to-back. And, I'm anxious to see how Butler, Green, and Steph play tonight.
I am too.
Especially after a big minute night last night.
So. And you got a young, I couldn't think of a worse matchup just because Portland, they got young Thundercats. You got the thoroughbreds that like to run. So not going to be easy. And I do wonder, here I go, I got to do it for today, Stoney, how these guys react without their head coach. Like, does that bring them? Like, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike. Oh, Philmo Mike.
Mike.
What's up, Philmo? How you doing, man?
Hello. Hey, how you doing? Good start of the year. Vibes is definitely different. It's a different vibe. Mm. I don't know if they're trying to prop Kuminga up or what they're doing, but it feels genuine. But I just want to talk about stats or clutch.
Mm.
That was clutch last night.
Man.
And the NBA got a stupid award. I almost cursed. A stupid award called the Clutch Award, in which they compile stats to say, oh, this person is clutch because he scored the most points between these time periods. That's so much. Man, you can see clutch. When you see greatness, you see it. When you see someone that's clutch, you know it when you see it. So, like, let's start playing the eye test and not, let's stop blaming, like, putting all these, like, awards based on stats.
But Steph won it, though, Mike. Steph's won it in the past, and Steiny hates that award, but Steph's won it the year they didn't make the playoffs.
That's not clutch.
I mean,
get a clutch award. What the hell are we doing?
I got
man,
you, man.
Y'all have a great show.
Thanks, Mike.
That's what he meant, Steiny. I get it. But, man.
No, I'm with Mike. Like, I decide what a clutch shot is.
Right,
nobody
right.
else.
I hear you, man.
And
I got to.
I mean, I feel like there's big shots in every game. You know, team gets up 9, and guy hits a 3 to cut it to 6. It might be a huge shot in terms of momentum. Like there's a lot of times in an NBA game where you got to stop a run, and those are big shots.
Can I ask you a real, true basketball question, Steiny?
Right.
I never had a jumper. I could hit, get hot, shoot the 3, 24-hour fitness. I got one older like Jay Kidd did. But if I asked you, what do you think, because you could shoot, what's the strongest part of Steph Curry's body
legs.
That allows him?
Legs.
I was going to say core or the arms. He's shooting 34-footers like they're layups, Steiny. So there's no doubt in your mind his legs.
Yeah, because he doesn't shoot a jump shot. He does not shoot a traditional jump shot. Never has.
It's incredible, man.
But when you don't shoot a typical jump shot, that means his release is quicker than anybody who shoots a jump shot. And he can put the ball in the pocket from like anywhere. And
good God, man.
Guys,
it's like a field goal, a perfect field goal. The ball takes the little – it's incredible, man.
Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's talk Warrior basketball. They used a lineup last night that they haven't used, and that was – it involved Kuminga, and it involved Al Horford, and it involved a bigger unit. 888-957-9570 is the number. Lease a 2025 Mustang Mach-E Premium with extended range for just $299 a month at Frontier 4.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.